Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.
What is the No Spin News all about?
You know that this is a fact-based analysis news program. You know that. We avoid speculation. We don't do conspiracies here. We don't do party politics here. We're not nonpartisan. That's wrong. Not that. Okay, we are advocates for a stronger America and a more just society. We don't believe in communism. We don't believe in socialism. We don't believe in nihilism. We don't believe in the progressive woke culture. We think it is un-American. We don't support that. So you should know what we are. And it would then crystallize what we do.
Listen to the No Spin News. Subscribe to Bill O'Reilly's podcast feed wherever podcasts are available.
Critical race theory is one of the most talked about subjects in America right now, but we rarely hear about it from a Black mother's perspective. Today, I'm going to break down the history of CRT, what it is, and how it's infiltrating your child's education. Then I'll talk to conservative commentator and mother, Shamika Michelle, about exactly why CRT is so damaging to kids and just how deep its roots are in the public education system. This is Rob Smith is Problematic. So today, you know, in just like today, just like all the past couple of weeks, the past couple of months, it seems like all we are talking about, it seems like all of America is talking about critical race theory. This is the statement. This is what is on everyone's tongues right now. It is on the right. It is on the left. It is in these viral school board moments that keep on happening every single day. So critical race theory is something that everyone is talking about. But what exactly is critical race theory? So nobody really seems to know, right? People seem to be defining it and redefining it in whichever way they see fit. So now what it is being obfuscated and changed virtually every single day. So I'm going to tell you what my understanding of critical race theory is, and I really want to talk a little bit about this. So I do, you know, news hits a lot. So I do, you know, Fox News, you know, Fox and Friends. I've done Tucker. Like, I've done it all, right? So a couple of weeks ago, I think it was about a month ago, my good friend Pete Hegseth was guest hosting Fox News Primetime. They have some revolving rotating guests for that. And he wanted me to come on as a military member. I'm a military veteran as well. Served 5 years in the U.S. Army, deployed to the Middle East, deployed to Kuwait, deployed to Iraq, did the whole thing. And he wanted to have me on as a veteran, and he wanted to talk about sort of like this push for critical race theory in terms of what they are actually pushing on our soldiers nowadays, because now they get reading assigned to them from Ibram X. Kendi, who's the guy that wrote How to Be an Anti-Racist, right? That's critical race theory. So all of this stuff was sort of infiltrating the military, and that was part of the conversation. So I said, okay, Before I do this segment, let me find out and let me just really dig into what critical race theory really is. Okay. And so this is what I found. And this is the way that I've been able to define what critical race theory is for myself. So way back in the day, so this is something that started off in New York University back in the 70s. And this was a legal thing. And so this was where legal scholars were actually trying to figure out the ways in which some actual policies in America, in this country, were racist, were detrimental to the rights of African Americans specifically, but also, you know, other minorities. And so that was where it started from. And that actually led the way to a lot of different reforms that we've seen. These are things that all Americans that I think would agree are great. These led to things like criminal justice reforms. This led to things like the stopping of redlining. You know, there was rules where African Americans weren't allowed to buy houses in certain neighborhoods, segregation, like all of that other stuff. And so this was what critical race theory is all about. So we have to be very clear that a lot of the stuff that we're talking about right now is not necessarily critical race theory from a legal perspective, right? Because critical race theory from a legal perspective is something that started off in the 70s and all that stuff. It's no longer really needed. So when we talk about critical race theory right now, this is basically when the left takes a hold of something, right? We've seen leftism take over pretty much every single cause that was supposed to advocate for different groups. We've seen leftism take over the feminist movement. We've seen leftism completely take over the movement for gays and rights, gays and lesbian rights in America, which has become something completely crazy and not what anybody, you know, was thinking about, right? And so what we're seeing right now is leftism completely taking over what that used to be in the past. So now the critical race theory that we're seeing now is basically doing nothing but teaching. And when I say teaching, because this stuff is happening in schools now, this is teaching white kids that they are oppressors and that they should hate themselves for being white. And it is teaching black kids that they are nothing more than victims in this world, victims of racism, victims of white people, victims of America, right? And so what this all boils down to, and the point and the reason behind all of this stuff, is to make African Americans in this country feel that this country is fundamentally racist, that this country has nothing for them. And I'm African American too, by the way, if you guys didn't know that about me. I'm a black man, so I'm speaking about all of this stuff through I know what the left wants to do to African Americans. I came out as a conservative black man a couple of years back because the light had just shone on my face, that the switch was flipped, and now I got it. That was my red pill moment when I saw how Democrats and the left want to control me just because I'm African American and they feel entitled to my votes, but they don't feel like they have to do anything for that vote. They just have to convince me that I am a victim of racism and that there's nothing that I can do for myself to better myself in this country because America is so fundamentally racist. And that is what critical race theory is right now. So where it started off, as legal scholars really wanted to see if there was any real racism embedded into the actual laws, and actual laws that said that black people could buy houses in this property or all of that stuff. And they figured that out. But now this is becoming something else. And what this is becoming is a far left ideology that they have taken a hold of this. Because like I said, they need black Americans to believe that America is a fundamentally, systematically racist country that only voting for Democrats and only continuing to vote for Democrats can save them from. So that is where critical race theory is right now. And so there is a movement on the left to sort of conflate critical race theory with the teaching of African-American history. And they will say that conservatives and Republicans that are against critical race theory do not want the America's history of slavery to be taught in schools. That is absolutely false. What proponents of critical race theory want is to divide America, right? They want to divide black people and white people because the left's overall goal is to slice and dice. They think that if they can divide people and if they can slice and dice them into these groups, these groups, these groups, they get smaller and smaller every single day. They think that they can have a sort of Frankenstein coalition that will continue to help them win elections. And now that we're seeing right now, what we are seeing is this. We are seeing that these groups are infighting with each other. And this is a lot of what you're seeing with a lot of this critical race theory. So critical race theory, as it is being taught in these schools, basically says that America is fundamentally systematically racist and only Democrats can save black Americans from this awful, racist, horrible, oppressive America. But what's going on right now and what I find totally fascinating is that Americans are standing up against this. And this is not just white conservative Americans. This is black Americans. And it's not even just black conservative Americans. These are black liberals, okay? Some of these people. And I want you to listen to, this is a clip that is going viral of this is a black father basically blasting this critical race theory that's in the schools, and he is blasting it because it is based on this idea that we have to make African Americans in this country feel like they are oppressed victims at all times. Go ahead and play clip 18.
When you talk about critical race theory, which is pretty much going to be teaching kids how to hate each other, how to dislike each other, it's pretty much what it's going to all come down to. You're going to deliberately teach kids, this white kid right here got it better than you because he white? You're going to purposely tell a white kid, oh, the black people are all down and suppressed. How do I have two medical degrees if I'm sitting here oppressed? How do I get, first of all, sign up, because I only got 5 minutes now, 5 minutes. Two medical degrees, no mom, no dad in the house, worked my way through college, sat there and hustled my butt off to get through college. You going to tell me somebody that looked like all y'all white folks kept me from doing that? Are you serious? Not one white person ever came to me and said, well, son, you're never going to be able to get nowhere because you know the black people. But guess what? What's sickening about this whole thing is what y'all doing right now is already something I do in my community right now to speak out against stuff because black folks are getting told by other black folks, oh, you know you ain't going to be able to do nothing out there in the world because them white folks ain't going to let you get nowhere. Oh, you know you're not going to be able to do it here because you know, the white man going to keep you down. Well, how did I get where I am right now if some white man kept me down? How am I now directing over folks that look just like you guys in this room right now? How? What kept me down? What oppressed me? I work for myself from off the streets to where I am right now. You gonna sit here and tell me this lie of critical race theory? Of this the reason why black folks can't get ahead because of white folks? Are you kidding me? This is what we come to now. I can't believe we're even talking about this right now.
And so this is brilliant. This is brilliant because this man is pretty much breaking down all of the stuff, all of the crap, all of the filth that critical race theory is and all of the stuff that it is, you know, purporting to, quote unquote, teach African Americans. And it was really interesting to me. So this is a clip. This clip went totally viral. And I'm talking about millions of views on social media. And so when this stuff happens, I'm always asking myself, so how is the black left responding to this, right? So this man in this clip, you know, he talked about having two medical degrees. And I remember there is one of these far left black liberals that I follow. And, you know, they're the PhDs and they write for this website. These people have never actually really done anything. They're just academics and pseudo intellectuals that tweet and write articles that nobody listens to all day. And then they write their books and then they talk. And, you know, this is what they do. And so one of these guys, I think he was a writer for The Griot, and he said, well, yeah, these two medical degrees, like he's not a doctor. He's probably just like a licensed EMT or something like that because no real doctor would talk about that. And that speaks to the elitism that comes from this sort of black liberal chattering class when they talk about stuff like this. So they can't really break down anything that he's saying because they know that what he's saying is absolutely true. They know that critical race theory is nothing about nothing else more than making black people feel like they're victims because if black people feel victimized and they feel like they cannot make it in this country, they will vote for Democrats. They will vote for big government welfare state Democrats. That is what they do. And so that is the entire point behind this. And I'm going to tell you, they're lackeys in the media, right? So these big government corporate, like welfare from cradle to grave, these big government liberals know that the only thing that they need to do is they need to disseminate their message through these lackeys in the media who have bought into this full hook, line, and sinker.
Up next, I'm going to be talking with conservative commentator and mama bear Shamika Michelle about how she discovered CRT in her kids' schooling and what she thinks about its effects on our young people.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All right, Problematics, we are back. I told you I was going to have a special guest for you today. So we spent a lot of the earlier segment talking about, you know, just kind of the origins of critical race theory. But I wanted to bring somebody in who can speak to this from a Black mother's perspective. Her name is Shamika Michelle. I've known her throughout this conservative movement for the past couple of years. She had a clip on Bongino a couple of weeks ago that went totally viral. And I'd never heard critical race theory talked about from a Black mother's perspective. So we're going to get into that and a lot more. Thank you so much for joining the Problematic, Shamika.
Thank you for having me, Rob.
Absolutely. So first, so I want to ask you, and we can just, you know, have a free-flowing conversation, all that. So how do you specifically define critical race theory?
I specifically define it as something that teaches Black kids that they're oppressed and teaches white kids that they are privileged. I don't know the technical term, and I see a lot of arguments going on about that, which is why I just kind of said, you know, I have a friend who is an attorney who's been to law school that would say, well, technically it's not critical race theory, right? So I'm fine with that. But what I'm not fine with is the content. And so that's why I don't really get into the argument of how we define it, because for me, it doesn't matter. Like, whatever you give the definition as, what matters to me is what's being taught to children.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. And so, you know, in the last segment I talked about, because I think I was on some leftist platform a couple of months back, and I was like really wanted to drill into exactly what this is. So critical race theory started as sort of like this legal exploration of the sort of disparities that were built into our system between African Americans and other people, right? And so what it has become, it's kind of been perverted by the left into, and it sort of bastardized a little bit and just became this stuff, just like you said, teaches Black kids that they're victims and white kids that they're oppressors. And now this is getting into the education system. And we'll talk a little bit about that later. But when did you first become aware of this new thing?
So I heard people talking about it all for maybe at least a year, right? And so I never really paid attention until my kids were home during the pandemic. And I heard just a lot of talk, even before the election, just a lot of talk against Trump, talk against white people, talk against Republic, Republicans, they were taking quizzes to see whether or not how your family votes. And I just kind of thought, what exactly does this have to do with school? So I just started paying closer attention, and my kids were in high school. So
yeah, I was just going to ask you, I don't want to interrupt you, but your kids, these are high school age kids. So how old are your kids?
High school age. Now I have a college. One is in college, but at the time they were in the 10th and 12th grade.
Okay.
So, yeah.
And so you saw this, and a lot of parents, so you saw this basically coming through when they were being online schooling during the pandemic. They would kind of be home all the time, and you would just hear certain things coming out of the computer. And you're like, wait a minute, what's going on?
Right. Yeah, they were home for the entire year. Our school system shut down for the entire year and did home, you know, they were online only. So I started hearing these things. And because of what I do, and I'm constantly speaking out, because my children were old enough, they would actually sometimes say, "Ma, come here," you know, and bring my attention to what was actually being said through the computer. Mm-hmm. And I just thought, wow. And I began to kind of think back to when people were saying, "Oh, it's been in the school system for a long time." I began to think back. Now, my kids went to charter school, which to me is a lot better than public schools.
Right.
To charter schools K through eighth grade. And I even remember some instances in K through eighth grade that I did not agree with, that I remember posting about online, but I never really knew that this was an actual curriculum or a doctrine that was being pushed through the schools until this past year.
And just to be clear about what charter schools are, and correct me if I'm wrong, charter schools are privately, they're basically private schools in public school buildings, correct? So they're privately funded and they're privately managed or whatever, but they're housed in public school buildings, correct?
No, they're not always housed in public school buildings, at least not here. They have freestanding buildings that they built specifically for the right. schools. Yeah.
Right. But and some people there, I was reading this book. Thomas Sowell has this really terrific book called Charter Schools and Their Enemies.
Yes.
It helped me to understand the argument between charter schools and public schools, but also to understand like how deeply, deeply, deeply in trouble our public school system really is. And I would wager to think that your kids didn't see even 10% of this stuff in the charter schools that they would have seen in the public school system from K through 8.
Right. And I'm so grateful about that, because when I reached out to the principal of my oldest daughter, my 12th grader, because they were having Black Lives Matter week, mm-hmm. asked, "What in the world is Black Lives Matter week?" And the teacher was telling me they had to incorporate activities around that. And I was just thinking, what in the world? You know,
and they had to incorporate. So the teacher was telling you they had to incorporate activities. Who was giving these directives?
From my understanding, it came straight from whoever does the curriculum for Black Lives Matter Week. But schools can opt into it or not right now. They can choose not to do it. So like one of my, they went to two different high schools because one was in the early college program.
Yeah.
School was not participating in Black Lives Matter Week, but my 12th grader, her school was, and which was the same one that I heard having to do a whole activity surrounded by make your, what would you say to a Black woman? Because those are the most oppressed. And, you know, they did an activity about that.
And it's so crazy to me. Like, it's just so crazy to me that Black Lives Matter is such an explicitly political movement. It is explicitly political at this point. And it's crazy to me that there would be public school settings that would have a Black Lives Matter week and embedded that stuff into the curriculum. Like that's mm-hmm. that to me is outrageous.
Yes, it is. And I found out after I reached out that this was the second year that school participated. So the first year I was clueless about it because they were in school. So I only found out about it because they were home and I got to hear it firsthand. And this was the second year they had done it. And it seems that they intend to continue doing it.
Yeah. And you know what I think a lot of people don't understand, and I, you know, me, you, like a lot of the Black conservatives, like A lot of our messaging really harps on the public school system, because I don't think that a lot of people realize the amount of stuff that is being pushed to these people within the system. If you go on Twitter, there's a website, Libs of TikTok, and they always have these videos of just like the craziest leftists you can possibly see. But a lot of these people will claim that they are, you know, they're public school teachers and they're teaching kids about, you know, queer heroes and, you know, BLM and all of this other stuff. And it's really, and it sounds like hyperbole, but these are really turning into just like these leftist indoctrination centers. Now, how did you raise your kids politically, or if there wasn't a political slant to how you raised them, just what did you raise them to believe?
So it's so funny because I always say, like, I never knew that I was more conservative. And I actually started out, I think, being more Black power, you know, like, oh, I probably had that mindset that we were oppressed because I always voted Democrat because that's what my family did. That's what the church said to do. And so I do think I had this idea that we were oppressed in a sense. I remember my daughter doing a project where they had to create their own world. Like, how would you make the world perfect? And her project was saying she would make the world perfect by having just Black people. And she did this whole, you know, project where she made a universe. It was red, black, and green. She had a Barbie doll that we took our own hair and, you know, put on the Barbie doll after we cut all her straight hair off. And so she was in elementary school at that time. So by the time she had, you know, they got into high school, I was starting to think differently, like, wait a minute, this is silly. You know, we live in a $300,000 house with two Mercedes and a Cadillac in the driveway. We're right. Not impressed, you know. Right.
So I'm going to cut you off right there. So we're going to go to break. And guys, Problematic, Shamika's going to finish the story right on the other side of this break.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.
All right, Problematics, we are back. We are talking about critical race theory and race nonsense in the public school system. Shamika was telling a story right before we broke, so I just want you to continue on. Sorry to cut you off.
Oh, it's okay. And so I realized that we're not oppressed. And so I just began to think the people around me saying this type of foolishness, I don't agree with. And so I started just talking about things that I thought were common sense. And I noticed that who flocked to my message were conservatives. And I'm thinking, what is going on here? Yeah. I'm just saying what makes sense. And that's when I realized that I was more conservative. So I think my children have pretty much been raised that they aren't victims. Thankfully, I realized when they were young enough for me to kind of change and not have them be the young people that are out here throwing bricks through windows. Because, no, we had a very good life and we can really do anything we want to do if we put our minds to it.
And look, I'll tell you something. I was not raised, you know, very wealthy at all. Like, I was raised very much working class in Akron, Ohio. And even back in my day in you know, my junior high and high school and all that stuff, we just did not get these messages like that. I don't remember ever getting these messages when I was in junior high and in high school. We learned about Black history. We learned about slavery. You know, we watched Roots. You know, we knew who all the Black heroes were, all that stuff. But it was always in this mode of just like empowerment, like see how far you've come and where you are. And arguably, you know, look, Black Americans do better and are more empowered every single year. There are more Black millionaires right now than there have been at any point in history. So that's why this messaging to me is so damaging. And I want to ask you, do you think the Democrats know what they're doing by pushing this?
For sure, I do. Simply because the Democrats, to me, have always been an enemy to Black people. Even if you go back to looking at what they did with welfare and wanting to replace the Black father in the home with the check, I think that it's been designed to, number one, first destroy the Black family, which will then destroy the Black community. So I think they know very well what they're doing because they've been doing it for so long. It's kind of hard to believe that they don't see it. You know, now it feels very intentional.
Yeah. And it feels intentional, but it also feels bigger and bigger every year. The BLM movement and all these riots and stuff like that, I can just never remember. Just things just didn't used to be like this.
Right.
America did not used to be this fraught with racial tension, just constant racial tension. We're just getting out of the Rittenhouse trial, which was somehow made into another referendum on race in America when it was about, you know, one white guy shooting and killing two other white guys. I don't know what that had to do with Black people. And I said that as well. And so we're getting to this place, I think, in this media culture and what we are pushing to our young people. I think that it is extremely damaging. And I wanted to ask you, I mean, this is going back to the mother's perspective and going back to your experiences with your kids. They're obviously, you know, they were in high school learning the BLM stuff. Did they get any pushback from their classmates for you, like, not being woke enough, or you think you're this, or just because you did not raise them to feel oppressed?
So a lot of times I think they were more afraid to speak out. So sometimes they would share stuff on their social media, but that was the conversation that I had with the teacher, because I felt like you're having these types of discussions in class, you're giving them grades on how they feel about certain things, and my children are afraid of being penalized for having a different view when it comes to their grades. So that was part of the discussion. A lot of them would say, you know, oh, your mom is a Trump supporter, because, you know, it was very well known that I was very outspoken about that. But they didn't lose friends behind it. But a lot of people would kind of give them the side eye and just say, you know, you know, I can't believe you feel like that, or I didn't know you were a conservative. But nobody ever really came at them, because I've been in this city my entire life. So I think people kind of know better. Like, yeah, we may not agree, but we're not going to go with so.
She said they know better.
Right.
So let me ask you about this. And this is some news that just popped up. So Stacey Abrams is running for governor of Georgia again. Obviously, we're going to see a lot in that campaign about how racist Republicans are and about how you just got to put, you know, a Black person in charge because Black people help the Democrats. It's the same song and dance. What do you think about Stacey Abrams running again? And do you think that that messaging from the left is ever going to run out of steam? Like, do you think that people are just going to start, Black Americans are just going to start waking up and just like saying we've had enough in numbers that are big enough to swing elections?
You know, I try to be optimistic and hope that Black people are going to get sick of hearing it. But I do think that there are still so many that are just, you know, they're controlled by emotion. And so I do think the Democrats will continue to use that because it works. You know, why not continue to use it because it works? And I feel like Republicans don't speak up or speak out enough. I feel like they sometimes say, well, if I don't address, it'll go away. And I think by now you should see it's not going to go away. You need to address it head on, and we need to be a lot more aggressive and a lot more outspoken about things that just simply don't make sense. Like the whole idea that Republicans are racist or that everything is about race is ridiculous. And I'm just wondering why people aren't tired. Like, I would be tired by now if I lived my entire life feeling like I couldn't get ahead because the white man has his foot on my neck.
Let me tell you something. I got tired. I used to be a liberal, like I used to be on the left. And when you listen to all of that stuff, it just informs the way that you see the world.
Right.
It really does. And I don't think enough people talk about this stuff. And when I finally left the left and, you know, didn't jump from one thing to another, like I'm obviously never going to vote for a Democrat again in my life. But that doesn't mean that I'm going to co-sign everything that Republicans do, because sometimes there's just a lot of very silly, unforced errors that, you know, my problematics know I call out a lot. But when I took my life into my own hands, and when I said, look, I've never denied the existence of racism in the world. It is a thing. I see it a lot. It doesn't matter how much money you make, whatever. I see it all the time. It is just not going to stop my hustle. It's not going to stop my bags. It's just not going to color the way I see the world. And it just makes me a more, like, just a happier person. I was very... Right. And I know, you know, black liberals are like, I know people on the left. There's an undercurrent of anger in everything. It is just this anger and just this resentment that really precludes you from doing better in life, I think.
Right. And, you know, people get upset with me because I'm not angry. You know, I found it kind of funny or strange because I'm like, I just didn't have these experiences. I don't know if it was because I grew up in a black neighborhood, went to an all black church. Mm-hmm. I didn't see a white person in school until I was in high school.
Yeah. So,
we had 5 white people my 9th through 12th grade year. And then I went to an HBCU. So I didn't have a lot of interactions, and what I did have, they were mostly positive. Like, yeah. I don't have this whole white people are out to get me, hate me type of experience in my life. I just didn't. And even when I got wrapped up in it, it was from being around people that were, you know, I'm black and I'm proud, black power, black, 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 black.
Yeah.
It wasn't even because it came from a real place. You know, it was just me going along with the get along gang, you know, just saying what they were saying. And so people get angry because I'm not this person that just hates white people. I don't have a reason to. That's not my experience.
Yeah. And the thing about it is that we say so much as black people. It's all about, you know, just, you know, don't judge us until you know us, like don't prejudge based on whatever. And then we just turn around and a lot of people, particularly these black liberals, they turn around and do these same things to white people that they do not want them to do to us. And it's just like two wrongs don't make a right. And I think that for me personally, I'm surprised you didn't get radicalized at the HBCU, because those, I mean, it is just as far left as you could possibly be.
Right.
Just being around black, and there's these, not rumors, but there's this idea that I sort of have come from money and come from wealth, and I'm some trust fund kid, and I was born a multimillionaire, that could not be further from the truth. I am completely 100% self-made, first person in my family to go to college, any of that stuff. And so I see the world a different way. I just, you know, I can just never believe that anybody's evil based on the color of their skin or because of what their ancestors did or whatever. It's just ridiculous to me.
Right. I totally agree. I was going to say too, you know, I wasn't allowed to do that as a child. And that's the things that I can appreciate with my mother. I'm a product of rape. So my mother was raped at 14. I was born when she was 15. And I never had an excuse to not be great. So when people come to me with these excuses, you know, and saying, hey, it's systemic racism and it's a product of slavery. And I'm thinking, well, then I should have that same story, right? For me, it should be systemic racism. And I'm, if anybody, I would have the excuses, but I was never given that, you know, way out to just have an excuse for everything. So I don't give that to my children, which is why I'm so adamant about it not being taught in schools, because if you continue to hear something over and over again, you're going to believe it. So if you are constantly told you're less than, you're oppressed, you're a victim, you're going to believe that. And that's going to become your excuse to not be successful. That's not helpful for anyone. So I don't even understand why more parents are not jumping on the bandwagon to say, I don't want my child feeling like from the very beginning, because of the color of your skin, you can't do anything. That's crazy.
It is crazy. And look, I think that we're going to see a lot more Black parents hopping on this bandwagon come next year leading into these elections. All right. Thank you so much, Shamika, for joining me in the Problematics. Tell them where they can find you, what you're doing, how they can find you on social.
Well, I am a contributor for Blaze Media. I do Fearless with Jason Whitlock a few times a week. He's on every night, Monday through Friday, 7 p.m. on YouTube. But of course, you can download the podcast or subscribe to Blaze TV. That's how you can find me. But if you go to ShamikaMichelle.com, find me there. You can find me anywhere.
All right, Shamika, thanks so much for joining the Problematics. I know they're going to love you.
Thank you.
Before we go, I want to thank my fellow Problematics so much for listening. If you're enjoying the show, please leave us a review and rate us with 5 stars on Apple Podcasts. You can also find me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Rob Smith Online. Special thanks to our producer, Robert Borowski, and executive producers, Debbie Myers and speaker Newt Gingrich, part of the Gingrich 360 Network.
Part of the Gingrich 360 Network.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18+.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.